This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. Win, lose or draw, McDelivery will always help bring home the 3 points. And speaking of points, order now on the McDonald's app and you'll earn reward points through every delivery. Order today, rewards tomorrow. You in? Only via app at participating restaurants, 18+, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Blues Focus podcast with Jamie Lawler and Zach Woods. Good afternoon, boys. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. All good?
I'm good.
Today we are talking about the Blackburn in the FA Cup game, as well as looking forward to Tuesday night. Blackburn again in the Cup with the replay. We got a 2-2 draw. Who wants to kick us off starting talking about the game? Jamie, we'll go with you. Yeah. Mate, I feel like you've got a fiery response for what happened yesterday.
I don't know. I genuinely thought we played well, really well, actually. Kedra's just another level. I love that guy. Like, he just looks sharp. He looks like what we've been lacking, sharp, quick striker. Jukovic was Jukovic yesterday, played well. Defensively, we do still look a bit ropey. We're both for their goals kind of avoidable. I'd say so. I'd say it was reactions were a bit slow. But you know what? We fought back and we got fucking what we deserve for once, which is a goal towards the end of the game. Buzzing for Jordan James. Deserved that. He's got to start Tuesday, I'd say. He changed the game when he came on as well. And I'll say it was a good cup tie, really good affair. I think a draw was probably the fair result. And the replay at St. Andrews, I think it's all in our favour. And I think we'll touch on it later, but them scumbag fans who were doing that to Etheridge, wankers, absolute pricks.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that later because obviously it was something that did happen in the game, unfortunately. But yeah, Zach, is the second tie in our favour? Do you agree with Jamie there?
Potentially so. I mean, in terms of yesterday, I would have said this even if we hadn't scored in the last minute, but you're right, Jamie, and yesterday we did play very well. And I think it's easy to say we played well when we score a 90th minute goal, but, you know, I do the reaction videos, and regardless if we'd scored that goal, I was going to come on and be positive because we did play well yesterday. I'd say start of the second half till about the 60th minute was our weakest period, but other than that, first half we competed well. Last 30 minutes, we were pretty much on top. So yesterday was a good performance, regardless of the 90th minute goal, to get it through Jordan James, who's not been playing enough this season. No fault of his own, no blame on Eustace because there's just better players, I'd argue, in front of Jordan James. But came on, got his goal, did brilliantly, probably deserves a start on Tuesday. Well, definitely deserves a start on Tuesday, I'd say. But a positive result yesterday, and hopefully we can do the same at St Andrews.
It's a bit infuriating, isn't it? We've been to Ewood Park twice now this season. We've been the fucking better team twice.
Do you think we were a better team yesterday?
In terms, I think most of the game, like Zach said, we dominated large parts of that game. And then when we lost 2-1 in the Championship this season, we fucking battered them. I'm still to this day gobsmacked that we haven't even got a point from that game. I still can't get it through my head that we didn't.
In the five times I've been to Ewood Park, I don't think I've ever seen us win there. I think the first time I went was in 2015. We lost 1-0. It was just after we sat Lee Clark. I went in 2018. We drew 2-2. When else did we go? Oh, yeah, in the Lee Bowyer season, lost 4-0. And then earlier in the season, 2-1. And then yesterday, 2-2 again. So still never seen a win at Ewood Park. It would have been nice to have had it yesterday. And I feel like, I mean, like, we scored in the first minute as well. Like, Reda Kadra, who was, like you say, Jamie, is like the working clock at the moment. Working clock, absolutely. That's not a phrase, is it?
Never heard that in my life.
Tommy's phrases.
I don't know where I was trying to go with that. I think it was like a cog that we needed to be in the... Oh, I don't know. Fuck it. Forget I said it. I'll have a little white bleep there like I did yesterday in the last podcast. But yeah, he was fantastic on the ball yesterday. He really got things going forward. I don't know. Like, were you surprised that we took the lead so early?
Not necessarily. I think going to Kadra, he looks superb. It's the first time we've seen a bit of pace in this blue side since probably Che Adams. He's fast, he's quick. He started out up front, and then I think second half he drifted more to the right-hand side. And even on the right-hand side, he looked just as good as he did up front. So he's a good versatile player. He was superb. He was, you know, got the goal against Bristol City. Brilliant yesterday. I'm very confident he's going to be very good for us. That's certainly not the last goal we'll see from him. I think he's got 7, 8, 9, 10 more in him. So it's nice that we've got a player with a bit of speed who can get us up the pitch, get us forward, and a great shot on him as well. Both goals he's scored so far were really nicely taken.
Hits him well.
I completely agree, yeah.
Definitely. It reminds me of Che Adams.
Yeah, yeah. I like what you said that yesterday, yeah, because he does that, lets it across him and then smacks it.
Yeah. Yeah, so and he nearly scored one not too long after, didn't he? That went through Kaminsky's legs. But
Oh, I thought that went in, you know, where I was up the other end of the pitch as well. You'll see this on my vlog, but literally, like, he takes a shot, and because it hits the billboard behind him or the advertising boards behind him, I'm like, yes! And then suddenly, he was like, oh, it went wide. That really annoyed me. I was like, fuck, I thought you'd done it
but
again.
But he did brilliantly to make that space for him, because he sort of went left and then quickly out to the right, and it's that. Short, sharp moments of speed that just get in that space, allow him to get shots off. So he looks like he's going to be a great striker for us.
And it looks like we've got the resurgence of Djukovic. He looked like that player again yesterday, linking up play, holding the ball up. And you know what? Kadra running off him, filth. Absolute problems.
It is like Adams and Duke, isn't it? Like, I know what you mean.
He's found his Che.
Yeah, he really has. I don't think he's as, obviously he's not as clinical as Che is, but he could potentially become as clinical because, like, how old is he? 21 or something like that? He's still a young kid. All right, he's on loan at us at the moment. But I feel like if we can get the best out of him for these last few games, we can really give him some confidence, potentially to even come back, you know, because, I mean, like, at Sheffield United, they're, what, second at the moment? Yeah. So, you know, maybe you might think, you know, maybe I need to drop back a little bit and find my own level at like a lower league club and come back to the Blues. And then maybe next season we could potentially get him on a permanent contract and then try and make him into like a Che Adams type attacking player, you know, because his performances so far have been absolutely fantastic for us.
And what I've seen so far is, you said, maybe drop, but I think he looks like a top-end championship striker at the moment. We've not seen much of him. We don't want to, you know, players often hit the ground running, don't they? And then they filter off a little bit. But from what we've seen so far, his movement, off the ball, speed, you know, clearly a fantastic strike on him. So, yeah, I think his level's probably a bit higher than Blues at the moment. He looks like a guy who could hit 15, 20 goals a season.
Speaking of which, though, the lead didn't last until the half. It would have been nice to have gotten to half time. But, I mean, the save from Neil Effridge was really what made it annoying to concede because it's like fires right at him. He manages to get his left hand to it. He tips it onto the bar. I thought he's done it again. But, you know, knowing Blues, we can never have things twice, can we? So it ended up in the back of the net. Bradley Dack bundled it in. Thoughts? Were we annoyed by that? I imagine we all were, weren't we?
Just Bradley Dack, ain't it? Who said it? Was it one of you two who said it? He always fucking scores against us.
Yeah,
he plays well against us.
Yeah, I think that might have been me, actually, because I remember going to Bristol City. Did he play for Bristol City? I think he did. Oh, no, that's Marlon Pack, that is who I'm thinking of. Yeah, Bradley Dack, yeah. I still think he's a very good player.
He's a class player. He's too good for Blackburn. I mean, I've always thought he was... every time I've seen him play, he's just classy on the ball, and he finds that space in the attacking mid. He looks like a...
I don't know if I agree with that, but if that's an angle you want to take, Jamie,
he doesn't look like a footballer. He looks like it's more annoying. And then obviously, I'm probably more annoyed because Sam Gallagher plays for him and he pisses me off as well because he was the worst footballer I've ever seen as a centre forward at St Andrews. And then he always does a lot against us.
And he did the shush celebration when he scored against us earlier in the season, didn't he?
Yeah.
He was rubbish for us as well. I remember when we were at Sunderland earlier in, was it before Christmas in that 2017-18 season? He scored a goal. It was scrappy as hell, but he was absolutely abysmal for the rest of the game. Like, he was fucking, I remember one shot. It was like literally he tried to like do like a Jamie Vardy against Liverpool and just like hit it from about 40 yards out. It's like the worst attempts I've ever seen in my life. It just fucking spooned out for nearly a throw in the end. It was like, and then he scores a goal against us and then starts shushing us. I'm like,
yeah, fuck off. He didn't hit the ground running with us, but it's funny. I didn't dislike him at the time. I remember not like he wasn't the best for us, of course, but I had a feeling there was a good striker in there, and he clearly is a good striker because he's been starting up. I think he is a good striker. He's been up front for Blackburn.
Bertrand Diaz is the one, though, isn't he?
Yeah, that whole game plan is around Bertrand Diaz.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. I think Sam Galley is a decent striker now. He gets goals for Blackburn, doesn't he? He's been starting up front for them for the last couple of years. They're a team who pushes for promotion most seasons. I think he's quite a good striker. At the moment, I think he's quite a good striker.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm annoyed by that celebration, but I don't know.
Yeah.
No, you hold grudges against players.
Hang on. No. But I chat shit about Onal Hernandez consistently, and I'll get, yeah, but you know, it's understandable. I'm not.
That's again, though, because I met him at the fucking awards ceremony. And then
he literally pounded his chest and celebrated and ran around St. Andrews. Right, we're moving off topic, but.
Yeah.
Speaking of that Bradley Dack goal, I wasn't too frustrated. At first, I thought Neil Etheridge had completely butchered the save, but it clearly took a deflection and it was another phenomenal save. And we talked about his shot stopping prior to the Forest Green game. He's phenomenal at it.
Yeah.
Great save. It's just one of those where either a defender or a striker is going to get there first. Bradley Dack got there first this time. I wasn't too frustrated with that goal. It was more the second goal I was frustrated with. It was so scrappy. I think Bielik tried to go back to, was it Long?
Yeah,
or Trusty, or someone
never go to long straight.
Bounced around, and it was a nice finish on the edge of the box. To be fair, but it just wasn't dealt with correctly. So first goal, not too many problems with. Second goal could have been prevented.
I've decided that I'm just going to name Kevin Long Kevin Roberts from now on because he's literally just the smaller Mark Roberts.
he is very similar to Roberts, he's I thought was his probably his best performance so far.
I just don't like the ball at his feet. It scares me.
I'd argue I feel that way with a lot of centre-halves, so that you don't trust them too much with their feet.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
I've also made a pact now, by the way, lads, that for the first 15 seconds of every kick-off of Birmingham City, I'm not even going to look because I know it's going to go to Kevin Long and he's going to I've just made a pact now. Look on my phone.
We've done that for years. We come back to the centre. Right, we come back to the central centre back and we hit it to one of the wide men. They either bring it down and it deflects off and goes way off, or it kicked out for a throw in.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a score from it.
It's just to get the ball up the pitch, though, isn't it? That's why it's done, just to you know, get it into their final third. So it kind of does make sense, but it never works the way we want it to. So yeah,
it's just like long throws, really. We haven't been a witness to one of those in a while.
One in 3 years, was it, with Mark Roberts' long throw? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think two have only ever worked. I think that was the Djukovic one against Derby and the Gary Gardner goal against Coventry last season. Those are the only two, I think, that have ever worked. Mm. So that's saying a lot, really, considering how many he's taken.
I think we were more effective when he used to fake the long throw it to Maxine Collin and he'd whip it and we'd score from that a couple of times. More than that.
Actually. Yeah, I think we scored against Stoke in the lockdown season, didn't we?
That's a good way of doing it, to be fair. You just know exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be the floatiest, loopiest thing. The thing is, as well, from a long throw to, because it's so loopy, because you can't really throw it flat unless you're a phenomenal thrower of the ball.
You've got to
generate so much power on your header to get the ball in the back of the net from the loopiest throw in the world. So it just don't work. I'm so glad.
Surely it's a goalkeeper's dream.
You're just like my dad, you are.
it is a goalkeeper's dream because,
you're just looking going, sound.
I know. It's,
where's Djukovic back stick? Right, it's just coming front post like, all fucking day. Thank you. Next.
Never going to work. I hate it. It's so anti-football as well. It's like Rory Delap always used to do him for Stoke and like, why are we now going towards these? It's just like the worst type of attack ever. They want to treat them like a corner, basically. But unless you've got somebody who's got like the arms of a fucking bodybuilder, it ain't going to work. You know, we haven't got that strength in order to do it. And it's a waste of time. I hate it. I really don't want it to happen. I don't want it to come back as soon as he comes back in the team as well. He needs to stop it, you know, because it doesn't work. And if he keeps on doing this, he's just going to keep on making a fool out of himself.
There'll be protests. Protest.
Protest. People storming on the pitch.
BSHL out and Robert, stop your long throws.
Stop it now.
Petition to amputate Mark Roberts' left arm. Right? two things. One, amazing to see Gary Gardner back, by the way.
Yeah. Did well for the first goal.
I thought he did well.
Yeah, agreed. Did well for the first goal, winning it back.
Yeah. And I think he'll come back stronger again. He's just got to get his fitness, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just hope he doesn't. I think he did okay. I think he gave the ball away quite a lot, but that might just be a bit of rust from being out for so long. Obviously, I wanted to do well, of course, because, you know, being the proper Harden midfielder, it's good to have him, isn't it? But I feel like Hannibal needs a rest. And with Gardner coming back now, it might be good just to have a bit more experience, I want to say, in that midfield, because obviously he's a very experienced championship player now. He's playing.
Gives Bielik a rest as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Bielik needs a rest. He's looking leggy. He's looked leggy since the World Cup anyway, but he needs a fucking rest now.
That's the thing. Both of those players have been to a World Cup, you know. Bielik played in all those three games, didn't he, too? So, like, you know, like they've been to a... Wait, no. Yeah, Poland made the round of 16 as well. So
I think he missed one game because I haven't made his Polish and I was just waiting for Bielik to come on. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he played... I think he played
three games. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he came off the bench for maybe... I can't remember. But you're right in that they both play the World Cup. They've had very intense seasons. Bielik certainly needs a rest, deserves a rest, and he hasn't been the same player, you know, after the World Cup. But now we've got Gary Gardner back. He can do a job. We know he's a decent player, both defensively and going forward. I think that's one aspect that Gary Gardner's really strong on, and he's great. He's good at both. I wouldn't say he's great or amazing at both, but he does a job at either end of the pitch. So yeah, Bielik probably deserves at least a game on the bench.
Yeah, I do agree. That is
George,
true.
George Friend did all right as well, didn't he?
I didn't see much of him, but yeah, I feel like he did okay, didn't he? I don't really remember what.
It's good if you don't notice a defender.
Yeah, I'm about to say, a lot of the time, if you don't notice a player, you can't really think of too much they did. Chances are they've had a decent performance. So yeah, I'm the same. I don't remember a lot from him, but I don't remember too many attacks coming down his side. If I did, I'd remember his performance and how he did. But it seemed quiet down the left, and yeah, did an all right job.
I'm waiting for hashtag justice for Longella.
I literally brought up Longella in my video yesterday. I had to say it. The poor man.
He's probably shattered, though. He's probably used to probably just go, I'm going to give you easier games for a few weeks because you're tired. And you learn how to defend.
I want to see Longolo on that bench at least against Blackburn, at least.
He might start, because I can't see George Friend starting again in 3 days back-to-back.
We've got the most unfit team in the Championship, don't we?
We literally
just can't
do,
like... Like a team, yeah. It's always rotating.
Change our name to Nursing Home FC, like... Go on, Zach.
I was just going to say, are we one of the oldest teams in the Championship?
We've got to be.
Yeah.
Let me have a look. Because I'm interested by this.
58 years old, I think we are.
No. Not like as a club. I mean, like
age
as
of
players,
our squad.
Like, average
oh,
age
I see. I'm with
squad.
You. Yeah. I'm with you now. Yeah. I thought you meant
not the age of Blues. Yeah.
Also, Anfield in the FA Cup is dead.
Why?
Brighton 1-2-1, 90th minute goal.
Oh, really? Wow.
I wouldn't mind a trip to Brighton, actually.
I wouldn't mind Brighton, actually. It'd be all right.
It's a good trip down. I'd prefer anything like in London or down south. Yeah. I feel like I've been to so many northern grounds. It's like
I'm not doing Southampton again.
Anymore.
Southampton can fuck off. I'm sorry, but I've done it once and I vowed never again because we lost 4-1. It was the season we came down, like the first season of the Championship.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. No, fuck, I remember that now, yeah.
I think we were like three or four down at half time. It was painful.
They went up top, didn't they, though? Or did they win up second?
Yeah, they went up. They had Lallana and Ricky Lambert, man. It was just...
Fucking hell.
Lallana just bullied us.
Yeah, I know. I remember that.
Otherwise, remember that game? Because I remember Blues coming out after about 10 minutes of the second half. Stephen Carr's come out looking... Obviously, Stephen Carr does fucking livid. And the rest of the team just walked out like scolded children. Like, they've just literally screamed that. They were just
beating
like,
off Stephen Carr, that's why.
They literally just walked out like, fucking hell.
Yeah, man. We were Yeah, we were shit that night. I do remember that now. We really were.
But
yeah,
to watch us get beat.
We were much better against Blackburn. One player I'm very happy to have seen score a goal, Jordan James. I felt I've said this on multiple occasions. I want him to see get more game time. 2 minutes off the bench is absolutely criminal. He should start way more than that for the young player of the season last season. He should be getting way more minutes. I understand that he's coming off from the bench, you know. I completely understand that. He's still a young kid. We've got first team players in the squad, and we've also got loan players who we want to keep in the team as well. So at least give him 15 minutes off the bench, or at least 20, you know, like he can make that impact off the bench then, rather than 2 minutes. I mean, like, it's fortunate he did make an impact because he got a goal. He created loads of chances after he scored because we had 5 minutes added on, you know, like. Why isn't he getting 15 minutes?
Disclaimer, that I was driving yesterday when it pinged through saying 2-2. I was driving through Birmingham Town Centre of all places, losing my head. And I thought it was 2-2. What were the? I did hear we made some good chances towards right at the death as well. I heard like some people literally said we could have walked away there with going through.
Yeah, we had a few chances. I can't really remember off the top of my head, but Jordan James won a corner in the right in the corner. Yeah.
Weren't clear cut chances or anything, but we were certainly the team. If there was a team that were to score, it was going to be us. Yeah. I agree with the Jordan James thing. I think literally every time he's come on this season, it maybe by once or twice, it's been 84, 85, 86, 87 minutes or something like that. In
and
my opinion,
when we're one goal up and we're defending, and the poor kids just having to fucking punt it up the field.
Completely agree. I think he should start the odd game, but I don't think he should be in the team as consistently as the likes of, you know, Chong. Just because, you know, we've got a lot of loans and he's a young lad. He's only 18. I keep thinking he's 19, 20 in my head. He's 18, so he's still a young lad. I think 20 minutes at 65, 70, 75 minutes latest as an 18-year-old footballer of his ability is the perfect time to be coming on for Blues. We're not killing him with 90-minute games. It's enough time for him to make an impact. It's enough time for our loans to play in the likes of Chong, who, you know, just because he's a bit older, played a bit more, probably, you know, overall a better footballer currently. But I think bringing James on, 70 minutes, make an impact like he did yesterday. Yeah, because 85, 86, 87 is far too young for him. He's just not going to develop, is he, if he's coming on that late? So, don't think he quite gets in the team at the moment. 2 years' time, he probably will be. But for now, bring him on, 70th minute, make an impact.
I think you should at least get time every game. I agree, 100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Three things before we wrap up, because I'm going to get to work, unfortunately. I'm actually wearing my stuff underneath this hoodie. This is just like, I'm actually got all my work stuff beneath this. Three things. One thing, first thing actually I want to talk about is Chong.
Well, sorry, why, Jay, why have you just stabbed?
I didn't, no I didn't see that.
It's normally at the start or the end. You're just doing it mid-podcast now. There's no reason for it. It's just happening. Right, sorry, Tommy.
First thing I want to talk about, I don't think Chong had a good game yesterday. I feel like he was a little bit off the radar a little bit. I feel like he didn't perform particularly.
He needs
a
rest, I think. He looks tired.
Maybe. He kept giving the ball away. That was the thing for me. I can understand, like, if he's got players around him and no support, then that's understandable because, you know, anybody can lose the ball in that situation. But, like, we were clean through at one point yesterday and Kadra was running off the back of the defender. He literally plays this and he plays it behind Kadra and then the player sweeps up. I'm like, come on, what's the matter with you today? Like, you just need to wake up. I feel like he might be a bit tired as well. Like, I don't know how many games he's played this year. It's not like we're trusted. I know he's played every game this year.
I think Chong has played yesterday 90 minutes most games, hasn't he, at least? Or if not 70 at least.
It's not as if we don't have the backup. We just said Jordan James as well. Maybe give him a rest because he has played the majority of games. Start Jordan James in the cup, because why not? It's a cup game. You normally start youngsters. And then bring him back for West Brom. Because again, probably similarly to Bielik, he hasn't quite been the same player since the World Cup. Could just be fatigue. Who knows? But it wasn't his best game yesterday. I don't think he necessarily did anything stand out horrendous, but he hasn't been as impactful as he's been in the past. So yeah, maybe deserves a rest.
Saw his 1-on-1 yesterday though, when he got through in 1-on-1 with the keeper and fucking fired it straight at him. I was like, oh, John. Fuck's sake. Yeah. Like, on his left foot. I was like, please, like.
Duke had one of those actually right at the end before Jordan James got the goal.
Duke's older and he's tired. Like, Duke runs his dick off all game. He's probably exhausted by the time the ball's fouled to his feet. He's probably like, ugh.
If it's not in the air, I'm not interested.
It's a chance I'm thinking of. That was a great ball in from Chang, weren't it? When he whips it in.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And then, yeah, Chang looks good. Every time I've seen Chang play, it's good. Tuesday.
Yeah, I think some of the youngsters might be worth a shout, because I wonder whether they're on the verge of starting in the first team quite a lot, because I don't know. It's interesting to think, like, if we didn't have these loan players, how would they be played and how would they be implemented into the team?
Under Bowyer, we had to start Jordan James at centre mid a lot last season. You know what? We did well.
Exactly, yeah. I think Alfie Cheung is a decent player.
Poor JJ was ripping 90 minutes, weren't he, as a 17-year-old at one point. He's fucked.
Exactly, yeah. I was like, Josh Williams as well had a decent spell at the start of the season.
Where's he gone? Needed.
Yeah, just like, I feel like that's the loans, though. We just not need to play a couple of them to keep the whoever we've loaned them off happy. Otherwise, they're going to recall them and send them elsewhere. I think that's what that might be. Which obviously, fuck knows why Longello's in the fucking under-23s. but yeah, I feel like some of those youngsters might be needed in the next few games, really. Just depending, like, in terms of, like, if one gets injured, then they're obviously going to have to go on the bench, of course. But I've seen that Donovan was on the bench again yesterday, wasn't he? The 15-year-old. That's interesting to see that Eustace is keeping him involved.
Can he even play?
I think so, because Jordan Ibe was 15 when he first came on in the Championship or whenever it was. Sorry, he went for us.
At 2-2 in the 96th minute, I'll just bring him on for the history. I'll go, you know what? Come on.
I'm surprised he didn't come on against Forest Green, to be honest. But there again, we did make a few subs at half-time, didn't we? My view was smaller by then.
I think when it's a one-goal difference, it's risky, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
Because imagine he makes a mistake and at least to the goal as a 15-year-old, you know, you're beside yourself, aren't you? So it is risky. If he said for Solihull
Moors at that point.
Yeah, you got to take it slow with youngsters, haven't you? So I see why he hasn't been brought on yet, to be fair. But it's great to see him in the first team, because it's a good bit of experience for him.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm promising the future's promising.
Yeah. Sorry. No, that's fine. It's just, I do agree with you. I do feel like we've always been a very good very good club for youngsters. You know, we've always had like players who can come through and make a massive impact from the academy. Obviously, been having like Mike Dodds in the youth setup. We've made fucking Jude Bellingham, of course. You know, there's no reason why we can't make another great outstanding player like Nathan Redmond or Jordan Mutch or one of those players, Jack Butland. You know, we do make some really good youngsters, and there's no reason that those players like Jordan James or Nico Gordon, who can't go on to play for Chelsea or Arsenal or those type of players, because you could see them developing into those type of players. I definitely can. Two more things before we wrap up. Second thing, what did you think to John Eustace's sort of pep? I don't even know what to call it. He was sort of just trying to cheer on the fans a little bit. He was sort of doing the little tap under his chin, like the little heads up sign and the little point to the badge and on the pitch as well. I'm not too sure what that meant, actually.
I think it's,
understand
it's,
the,
he's probably acknowledging the fans and going, I know it's been shit lately, but he's probably saying, I'm fucking trying and this will turn around. He said a few times, performances have been there. We're not getting results. He's just probably saying, look, believe in me, it's going to come through at some point, lads. Keep with it. Keep strong. Or he's probably just signaling secretly saying, it, you know, it's fucking, I know it's fucked here at the minute, but just stick with me. Well, we'll be all right.
Yeah.
Help me.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I need money. Give me money. give me your budget.
Need money on that pitch.
Tommy just hands him a fiver or something.
Just like floating it down the t-
Yeah. Guys, I'm going to be one set. I'm lagging so bad because my brother's downloading. So I'll be one quick second. I need to tell him to stop.
He's on like some internet dial-up modem, isn't he?
Okay, yeah.
He lives in the 1990s, he does.
It is Malvern, to be fair.
That's the living 1982 back in where you
live. I don't think I ever actually got 4G in Malvern, I'm telling you.
That's like me, actually. When I go to uni on the train, there's like certain bits in like just out of Manchester, Greater Manchester, in like Hale and places like that. Like 4G just doesn't exist. It's just ridiculous.
Sam, sorry, fellas. My internet cannot handle download. So if someone's doing it, everything just screws up. But now you're back to normal. What were we saying?
We were talking about AOL dial-up, I think, or something. Yeah.
Taking the piss on my Poundland internet.
Netto connection.
It's got that fucking Dunelm connection, you know.
Oh, it's awful. So as soon as someone downloads, it has a hissy fit. But John Eustace won it. John Eustace is Eustace. I've got to stop saying Eustace. John Eustace with the fan. Yeah, it was nice to see. It was nice to see him come up and appreciate, because 4,000 fans away, given the form we're in, Blackburn's quite a journey from Birmingham. We're playing in the league against a team that's in and around us. It's a bit of a boring tie. The club's a mess, yet 4,000 people still travel up to Blackburn. So superb support. Right to go, you know, thank the fans, appreciate them. Chin up stuff, yeah. It was good. He's building a connection and everything. It was really nice to see, to be honest. He knows everything's a mess off the pitch. He can only control what's going on the pitch. And he did his job yesterday because we good performance and good results. So, yeah, nice to see some appreciation for the travelling 4,000 Blue Noses.
Completely agree with that, actually. I'll drop a pen. I agree with a lot of what you said there. I do think, though, that he is getting a little bit of an easy ride with some of the subs he's making at the moment, just because I purely think that Chong was the player he needed to have brought off yesterday, not Kadra, because Kadra was making all the impact, and we bought off him instead of Chong.
Yeah, the only thing I said to that is I thought that at first, but then I thought, actually, he looks like he's going to be a superb player for us. The league is probably a bit more important than the cup. If we are in a relegation scrap, we need the best players possible. He's alone, so we don't want him to get injured and then waste money on him. I think he was probably right to bring him off yesterday, because I had that initial reaction as well. I was like, he's playing superb, but, you know, he's alone. We don't want to waste money. We don't want him to be injured if we are in a relegation scrap. So he's... Probably.
Yeah, I didn't think that, actually. Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
That's why I'm here. That is why I'm here, fellas.
I love how he said on the last podcast, I'm no football tactical expert. And I'm like, yes, you are. Yes, you are.
My ball knowledge.
Ball knowledge, yes.
Unreal. It's unreal. Yeah, incredible.
Oh, God. Right.
Melbourne's own Ted Lasso over there.
Yeah, what can I say?
I've never watched that.
It's so good.
You're right.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really good.
Any more to say before we wrap up?
Fuck BSHL.
Yep, we still got to push that little leaflet here, actually. Yeah, sign the petition, do all that shit. That shit, as if like it's a bad thing to do. yeah, they were being handed out at the games yesterday, and I saw that, I think it's the Excessive Blues group, was stood behind the BBC cameras when the Blackburn players were going in, and they were actually holding them behind the people yesterday. Oh, so they were just holding them back behind there. So I was like, oh, that's a brilliant bit of media advertising. That is well on you. That's brilliant.
We just need to get this. We need this club sold, man. Like somehow, some way, enough is enough, isn't it?
Yeah. What do you really quickly, because we are running out of time? What do you think to this in potential stakeholder into the club? Have you read about it?
I haven't had time, like, honestly, like, fucking Pac-Man could come forward with £1 million right now and take it. Like, I'm done. I just want someone who actually has some actual money that they say they've got, and I want receipts that he's actually got the fucking money, and I'm happy.
No, I agree with that.
I didn't believe it at first, but then when Al Majir posted about it, I trust that man more than I trust anything that the club will say. But it's a step in the right direction. We need to move forward, even if it's little steps. It's a step in the right direction.
I think is one he of what you good. Aspire to be as a journalist, Zach?
He is. He knows stuff, though, doesn't he? And you trust every single word that comes out of his mouth. So what he does for the club off his own back is phenomenal. So and
he's all in that Fabrizio guy who comments anything on a transfer. Everyone's like, that's happening.
Yeah, it's happened. I'd love to have him on the podcast, to be honest, because I think he's got so much knowledge of the club, and I sometimes comment on the ownership, but I'm speaking from quite a naive point of view because I don't fully know what goes on behind the scenes. But I think he's very much in the know. Trust whatever that man says. So it'd be great to have him on. But sidetrack, yeah, great step in the right direction for the club. Hopefully these guys can come in, invest a little bit of money. I know it won't be majority ownership, but yeah, it's just getting closer to hopefully a well-run, sustainable club. So
that's the dream, yeah. That is really the dream.
We're not asking for much, are we?
We're not asking to win the Champions League.
No, we're not asking for that.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want a year where I don't have EFL breathing down our arseholes, man, going in front of the FA, could rate some more points here. Fuck off.
Tapping on our shoulders. Should you be doing that? Are you sure about
that? Oh man, what a mess. It's not fun. We'll get there though. Keep right on to the end.
Did you forget what the fucking slogan was for the club?
I wanted to say something else. What is it?
Keep him right on to the end of the day.
To the end of the day. Just wrap it up, Tommy. Honestly, wrap it up.
just want to say, actually, before we leave, we're all behind you, Neil Effridge. Fuck what those guys said. You did brilliantly yesterday, and don't let those wankers get to you, because you're a fucking top guy and you're a great goalkeeper as well. So, you know, fuck what they have to tell about you, because what the fuck do they know? Fuck them both. Whoever was saying it. I doubt it was the whole fucking end of Blackburn before anybody gets on my case about that. But to the individuals who's giving them grief and giving them abuse, then fucking pack it in. You're being a twat. And get behind Neil Effridge, because, you know, just show him he's a great,
guy. Loyal. Yeah, after those two performances played. Been class in the cup for us. We have nothing against Neil. We love him. Obviously, it's unfortunate for him. John Ruddy's come in this season, and you can't drop someone who's made no mistakes this year. That's the fact of the matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Ruddy's
football's
been
a cutthroat business. Yeah,
no, and especially a goalkeeper.
There's only one position on the pitch, isn't there? But terrible what happened yesterday. Knowing the character he is, he won't let it affect him.
He's battling COVID, isn't he?
Knowing Blackburn as a football club, like, they seem quite a respectable football club. They'll be fucking looking into it and dealing with themselves, I'm hopeful for as well.
Yeah. It's a shame, because one or two people can give your whole club a bad reputation.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
There's always dickheads in every football club.
That's true.
Honest. Yeah, thank you guys for joining me again. It's been a very good podcast. Good to talk to you guys as usual. Be sure to check out our YouTube channel, Twitter, Instagram. You can also listen to this on audio through the Sports Social Network and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Thank you, Jamie and Zach, for joining me. And keep right on.
Keep right on.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around, you've got your McNugget share box ready to go, your mates are already booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.